open up yourself to opportunities to earn more through the mistakes that you make, and also try and get paid for them. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be covering the topic of how you can use mistakes within your freelance business to create new opportunities to earn more money. This specific lesson and this approach to learning and ultimately developing your freelance business is something which I've personally used for the last decade to understand how I can constantly progress within my business without dedicating time to learning, which stops my earning potential. We ultimately want to be learning things to allow us to earn more as a freelancer and to level up our skills. But sometimes that can be hard if we're super busy with projects, or if we are ultimately in a position where we don't have a lot of spare time to dedicate solely to learning. Now, this is actually a really simple concept, and it was sprung on me when I ultimately had a project where I kind of messed up a little bit. I had hired a person to build a website. So basically, I would strategically structure a website with a client, and then the next stage would be to design the website, and then I would hand it off to somebody else so they could actually build the website on WordPress. Now, this started to give me a lot of issues, because ultimately, when you pay somebody to build a website, they are essentially only as good as their skill set. So for example, I could give someone the best design in the world, and they would come back to me with some problems, some challenges, to basically say that, listen, your design cannot be made to the exact specifications of the design that you've sent me, but I can do something which is maybe 60 to 70% of the way there. Now, obviously this can cause some issues, as I'd already confirmed the design with the client. So basically what I had to do is I had a situation where a client basically said to me, listen, this design is correct, but the actual build of the website is nothing like the design, and we simply cannot accept this particular design and this particular website build the way that it's built right now. Now, this client had actually been referred to me by another client who was a close friend at the time, so I really didn't want to let them down. So after spending weeks building the website and getting things in place, and then for it to be rejected, I was a little bit disheartened, but I took a step back, took a deep breath, and realized that this was actually a great opportunity to learn a new skill. So I said to the client, I said, listen, if you can give me an extra 1 or 2 weeks, I will rebuild the entire website from scratch to the exact design specifications, but it will not be on WordPress. I'm going to build it on Webflow. Now, what this did is two things. One, it gave me a 2-week window to learn how to use Webflow optimally and also build the website from scratch using the Webflow platform. And secondly, it showed the client that I really cared about the project and that I really wanted to get the best result for them. As you can imagine, they were happy with me taking the 2 weeks to build the website exactly as previously designed. And long story short, the design was made. I did it. I figured out how to use Webflow. It was a very intense 2 weeks, but I learned a new skill in a super short amount of time with a little bit of pressure. And best of all, I actually got paid for it. So the lesson in this episode is simply to open up yourself to opportunities to earn more through the mistakes that you make, and also try and get paid for them. For example, if you have designed a logo for a client and you ultimately want to learn logo animation, offer the client to create the animation, then if they like it, then they can actually buy it from you. This is going to put you in a situation straight away where you can learn logo animation, for example, and a client is potentially going to pay you for your actual time and effort. So you're not doing it for free. You're still earning money whilst you're also learning how to do logo animation. And if you're brave, then you can even say to the client, listen, we usually charge $500 for logo animation, but I'm happy to do something for you, very simple, for $100 if you are willing to, you know, upgrade your package to include logo animation. Is that fair enough? And what that's going to do is that's going to, again, just give you money up front so that you can take time out to learn how to do logo animation if that's something that you want to learn. But you can do this with any skill. You can do this with logo design. You can do this with logo animation. You can do this with website development. You can do this with copywriting. If you present to a client a discounted offer based on you actually learning the process. You don't have to tell them that you're learning how to do it. Just say, listen, I'm looking to get more projects on our portfolio based around logo animation, and I think your logo would look really great with this certain animation done in mind. You know, would you mind, you know, allowing us to do it for you, and we'll give you a discounted offer? Most clients are going to say yes to that because they think they're getting a great deal, and they are getting a great deal. But what they're also doing is giving you the opportunity to actually earn while you learn. And that, my friends, is a very powerful thing, because you can earn while you're learning to upskill and skill stack all of the things that are going to ultimately allow you to earn more in future. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Guys, I know this episode was short, but I really wanted to get this message across because it's something that's really helped me to learn without the pressure of missing out on opportunities and money, which is ultimately on the table. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to this episode. If you have just 1 second to leave a 5-star review on this episode, I really want to start boosting this podcast to allow it to reach more people. The amount of listeners that are listening to this podcast is building, but we can accelerate that together so that we can start getting incredible guests on the podcast to help you learn faster. So anyway, thank you so much for your time. You can always connect with me at The Scott Lancaster on Instagram. But until then, I will wish you a great day.